This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
Game of Thrones, ladies and gentlemen, or House of the Dragon, notorious for sex scenes on TV show. In fact, House of the Dragon season 2, there's a mouth.
All right.
Scene.
Calm down.
I mean, I'm just saying it was shocking. It was shocking. Nothing left of the imagination. My wife goes, "Can they show that on TV?" I said, not TV, it's HBO.
Right.
But how do you feel about sex scenes when you see them on TV shows or movies? You can call or text us 916-909-1065 and let us know, because apparently your age has something to do with it. New research shows 43% of Gen Zers have turned a movie off after a spicy sex scene because they were uncomfortable, in comparison to only 26% of millennials that have watched a sex scene, and it goes up from there. Gen X was more tolerant of it. Boomers were even more tolerant of it.
Interesting.
We are getting more prudish as we get younger in generations with sex scenes in movies.
Okay, do we think that is because, you know, what they will show in a sex scene now compared to what they would show when the boomer generation was coming up is we're going real hard in the paint now, you know, much more explicit than it used to be.
You can find outliers, though, that go against that.
Well, like, but outlier, I mean, I'm talking about mainstream.
Well, there was a very mainstream movie called Last Tango in Paris with Marlon Brando that is very graphic.
It is. Okay.
It seemed like the 70s really saw this pushing boundaries in sex and movies.
Okay.
Not TV shows. TV shows, but TV shows now are like movies.
Right.
So, I don't know. I mean,
how do you feel about it?
I hate sex scenes in movies. It makes me uncomfortable because, like, here I am now sitting, unless I'm watching it by myself. I don't care if I'm watching it by myself.
Okay.
But if I'm in a room with other people, especially a movie theater, now we're all having this communal arousal together. And it's like, ugh.
Are you getting aroused?
Currently, no.
No. I mean, but if you're seeing it in a...
It depends what I'm watching. I'm going to guess that you like it.
It's not that I like it. It's that I don't mind. But I usually think it's so unnecessary.
Well, that's how I feel too. It's a crutch.
It's like, okay, you could allude to the fact that these people are having sex, not show it, usually, in most cases.
Right.
And
we
could still continue with the plot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Text messages coming in. Some people, it's split. The people say they turn me on.
Really?
That's what somebody says.
Even though you know it's not real.
I don't think that matters.
Really?
But my opinion is always that if it furthers the plot, then it's fine. But if it has no relevance and it's just sex for the sake of sex, it wastes time. The thing is, though, with what we're saying is, like, it seems like it never advances the plot. It doesn't have to. Think about the movie Titanic, which somebody texted in and said, I sat with my father and watched Titanic when I was a teenager.
No!
And that scene where they're going at it in the car, which again is even done tastefully.
Yeah.
It's still just like,
Oh my God. I want to crawl into my own mouth and disappear for this person.
Other text messages. I dislike them. They make me feel uncomfortable, and I'm 37 years old. I'm 29 and can't stand how every movie and TV show has to have at least one sex scene now. I'm definitely not a prude, but I find them unnecessary.
You know what's funny?
This one, I like them, and I'm a girl. I get ideas to use on my husband.
Okay, well, good for you. I don't mind watching one with my husband, like if it's the two of us. Never am bothered by it, but I do when they do show boy parts, which is rare.
Well, watch House of the Dragon.
I always go, finally.
I don't know. I feel like it's put in for shock. It's cheap.
Yeah.
It's not necessary. But what's interesting, though, is gratuitous violence. I don't feel like that.
Well, I think sometimes that does further the plot.
Well, that in that case, it does sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, how do you get a point across without being, like, graphically violent sometimes?
What about Fight Club?
I'm a perfect example.
Right.
Poor Jared Leto's face.
I don't know what that means.
You never saw the movie?
I get it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, they had sex with it.
Gavin! Oh, my God!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.